Sometime in March, when you're rejoicing over daffodils in your yard and the greening of the hills below the snow line, the extent of the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean is at its maximum. Maybe you're opening all the windows in your house for the first time this year, while there is the most ice that there will be all year floating around the North Pole. I flew across the Atlantic Ocean this month, and after watching two movies on a tiny screen, I watched the interactive map of my journey, the airplane icon arcing across the Northern Hemisphere. Every 30 seconds, it would move almost imperceptibly westward. It seems like when I'm flying overseas, it's almost always pitch dark. And even now, all the shades are drawn and the passengers are snoring with their heads thrown back and their mouths open. But I do some quick jet-lagged math and realize it should be broad daylight outside. I crack open the plastic shade and this white-hot light streams in like a flat laser beam. I let my eyes adjust and inch the shade up a little more. The white is blinding, but eventually I look down and see not cloud cover, but ice. Sea ice. The Arctic. I thought I was just going to Europe on a business trip, and now it seems I'm on an adventure to a place I never dreamed I would go. The little detailless map shows that we're somewhere between Greenland and Baffin Island, and I've dorked out on enough Arctic exploration literature to know that this is Davis Strait. And I can only tell sea from land because the ice is broken up enough to reveal the black water in between. When the days grow shorter and the sun sets for winter, the sea ice begins to grow in the dark. As ice forms, it thickens. When it's young, it can be flexible, bending with waves and staying in a long, thin sheet. It's also lightweight, so that strong winds can push it out to warmer water where it quickly melts. If sea ice can survive the summer without melting, it's called old ice. 1 year in the Arctic makes you old. Throughout the year, sea ice is said to become deformed. While spring makes us think so much about new life, the sea ice is starting to die. Right around the equinox, it starts to melt under increasing daylight and solar heat. Cracks in the ice are called leads. These are the places where open water appears black as the night sky. The sea ice won't melt all the way, but as the black rivers open up, they absorb heat and accelerate the melting process until the ice pack is at its minimum in September. And scientists have been tracking sea ice by satellite since the year I was born. There's a time lapse of the sea ice pulsating through the seasons of freeze and melt throughout my entire life that I really like to watch. Both the big circle of the maximum and the little circle of the minimum gets smaller over time, shrinking by acres and acres every time I have a birthday. The sea ice is predicted to be gone by the middle of this century. They're talking about an ice-free shipping container dream of a Northwest Passage through the Arctic by 2050. Which means that when I'm an older woman flying to Europe, if commercial airlines are still around and we're still using jet fuel to get from here to there, I will look down at black water and the unmistakable splashes of wake behind tiny Lego brick-shaped freighters. What will it mean to have a black hole for a North Pole? How will the Northern Lights look dancing on that slick black surface? I stare out the thick window of the plane at that sea ice for an hour, getting lost in its geometric shapes until I have to remind myself what I'm looking at. For days afterward, I see white, rounded triangles of ice with inky black lines in between whenever I close my eyes. The Arctic is the place we go to understand best what climate change is doing to our planet. I get a daily email now from the National Snow and Ice Data Center showing the extent of the sea ice for today and comparing it to the median of my lifespan. Because you have seen something doesn't mean you can explain it, writes Barry Lopez in Arctic Dreams, one of my favorite books. For some reason, I like to know where we are in the cycle of melting and freezing of the Arctic. I like to know when it's snowing on my daffodils that there are warm vents of melted ocean steaming in the north. I like to think of seals basking on ice floes in the peak heat of August. I like to think of all that cold gathering into a solid mass through the winter, storing up water and energy for whatever comes next. I think it's good to be reminded of the beauty of the ice at its fullest, just to remember that it's up there, reflecting our every move. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.